back here and a lot to cover. Joe Biden now back home from that G7 summit meeting and his several days traveling across Europe. And to me, I just tell you again, it did not strike me as strength. It did not strike me as projecting American strength on the world stage. In fact, quite the opposite. I feel that it displayed the weaknesses and the shortcomings of Joe Biden as president. No question about that. And the thing that sticks with me the most is the war on American energy. We finally become energy independent. We finally get to a place during Donald Trump's presidency where America is an exporter of energy. And one of the first things that the Biden administration does is start canceling any new leases. No applications for federal land. Destroying the search for natural gas and oil. Shuts down the Keystone XL pipeline and then pulls all sanctions away from Russia so that Russia can build a pipeline all the way to Germany to deliver natural gas and basically put Germany on a straw. Germany, that is in NATO, that is part of our allies in the alliance, getting 80% or more of their energy from Russia. It's insanity. Lieutenant Stephen Rogers, a 30-year veteran of the Nutley, New Jersey Police Department, 21-year veteran of the United States Navy Reserve, serving his country during the Vietnam War, the Gulf War, the war on global terrorism, and a lot more. Sir, thank you for being here.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So let's recap President Biden's trip to Europe. Some of the things that caught your attention that maybe you thought were good, bad, concerning. Tell me where you'd like to start with this. He was there for 8 days. Obviously, I don't like the fact that he did not step out and do a joint news conference with Vladimir Putin because it gave Putin the upper hand to basically rule the propaganda machine. Let's start there.
Well, the fact of the matter is that it was indeed, as you opened up with, an utter failure. It showed a lot of weakness. President Biden made it very clear that it is indeed not only just a war on energy, but it's a war on American independence. Now, I've got to tell you, as a career naval intelligence officer, I was astonished that he handed Putin a list of 16 targets not to touch. Think about this. What if Putin had only two of those targets on his list? Now he has 14 more. I mean, you don't do things like that. So it's another failure, showed our weakness, and I'm afraid we're in some serious trouble as we move forward.
Let me ask you this, Lieutenant. Giving the list is a bizarre maneuver. And it's not something that Joe Biden did in a vacuum. Joe Biden doesn't do anything without being told what to do and by a group of people around him. That's what I believe. I don't believe that he acts unilaterally on anything, because if he even takes an extra question from a reporter, oh, I'm going to be in trouble for taking a question. So having said that, why would this administration and the people around him think it's a good idea to give that list? And how did we get to that point?
Well, it's amateur hour at the White House. There are a lot of people who are giving him advice that probably have little or nothing to do with foreign policy, with national security, everything to do with politics. And everything that the White House is doing boils down to politics. Now, you had President Trump in office, who took Hillary Clinton's reset button. Remember that, the reset button with Russia? Well, President Trump threw that out. And what did he do? He turned the word reset into respect, where Vladimir Putin and others around the world knew they had to show some respect for President Trump because he was tough. He was strong. America first. Now you got Biden comes in, and there's no more respect for the United States in the eyes of Putin. Think about this. The former Soviet KGB director sitting across the table from a guy like Joe Biden. I mean, it is amateur hour. So they're trying to show that Biden is a tough guy. But you know what? You can't show yourself being a tough guy with one of the toughest guys on the planet named Vladimir Putin.
Well, and then you sit there and he gets lost. He mumbles. He points out to Boris Johnson, oh, don't forget the president of South Africa. Oh, we already introduced him. Oh, we did? Yeah, like just now. It's embarrassing, the frailty. And it's just the general frailty of this individual He does not project strength on the world stage. He projects incompetence to many. And yet you read all these glowing reviews. Oh, my gosh. He's the best president on the world stage since so-and-so. Oh, it was such an incredible trip. And I'm like, how deep in the bag do you have to be to write such things or even to believe such things, honestly?
Well, I'll tell you, it's so deep, it's just incomprehensible. You know, it would be laughable if it wasn't that serious, but truly, the man should not be sitting in the Oval Office. I blame the advisors. His wife should step up and say, hey, look, you know, I love you. It's time to get off. It is bad. I mean, it's very serious. And the fact of the matter is that there's something going on in that White House that we may be very unaware of that they're trying to protect. I believe it has a lot to do with Hunter Biden's association with Ukraine, a lot of corruption. So there's a lot, in my view, based on just what I've seen. You know, you learn over the years as a law enforcement officer, intelligence officer, to connect dots. You may not have all the proof, but you got enough smoke there to say something is wrong here, and they're working very hard to protect it. So what do we do as Americans? Well, I always say, pray first. I believe in the power of prayer, but also put your faith to work. And let's get to the polls and make some changes. Now, it's no longer a political issue regarding Democrats and Republicans. It's a survival issue, an American issue, where we all have to step up and voice our opinions.
The concern is this, Lieutenant, and Lieutenant Stephen Rogers here. The concern is this. Do we have that kind of time? Because there's been more damage done in the first 6 months here of this administration than most people thought was actually possible in a four-year term. And somehow, even with a country that's evenly divided, a 50-50 Senate, the narrowest margin in the House in a century, and yet they're trying to ram through the most radical far-left ideas ever put forth, the most radical ideas ever put forth by any political party, right or left, with an exact split in the United States Congress. Your thoughts?
I got to tell you, the question you just asked is the first time I heard that, and it is chilling. Do we have enough time? I'd say we have enough time up until 2022. That's the midterm elections. My concern is being dragged into a shooting war with either Russia or China, more likely Russia. We're not prepared. We're not prepared to win a war right now. My goodness, our military is dragging our troops into classrooms, teaching them how to be politically correct, while the Russian army's out there teaching their troops how to destroy us. So the 2022 midterm elections is critically important. He'll be in the White House till 2024 if God gives him the grace to stay there. But we need to change our Congress and our Senate into a Republican majority in order to make sure this nation survives. We're running out of time, but we're not out of time yet.
Lieutenant Stephen Rogers, greatly appreciated, 30-year veteran of the police departments in New Jersey, 21-year veteran in the United States Navy Reserve, serving in Vietnam, the Gulf War, the war on global terror. You have an idea of what goes on the ground out there, sir, and I appreciate you being here. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Really appreciate that. So more in a moment. This part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com. Remember to support American farmers and American troops. You can do that one way. PatriotFoods.com, delivering straight to your table today. If you spend more than $100, that delivery anywhere in America is free, and it's free to look. PatriotFoods.com. We'll be right back. Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at stevegruber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi-enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire it up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's GRILLAGrills.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.